Okay, so we're going to talk about the Peos HaRosh, about haircuts, and what the issue is, and maybe we'll talk a little bit, first talk about the reason, the nature of the prohibition, and the rules, which are a little confusing. We'll try to make some sense out of them. And then maybe at the very end, we'll talk a little bit about why some people have really, like, keep their Peos very long also. Like, what's the issue with that? So it seems, right? It seems that the Mishnah in Makos, in the third parak, says that there's a prohibition of lo sakifu, that you shouldn't round the corners of your head, and it's hamakif paas rosho ala roshtaim achas mikan v'achas mikan. There's sort of and the rounding the sides of your head, so there are two on your left side and your right side. And what's the reason? What's the reason why, or do you get a sense as to what the reason why?
One of them is that it was like a kukasakam thing, no?
So
not to even care the goyim, that usually they shave their hair
right.
And
bald and... Right, not to right. Even. I'm sorry, so this is Vayikra Yud Tes Chav Zayin. And so the Rambam seems to say, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, he says, did he say the reason, or what does he say? If you look in... He says, "Ein megalchim." This is source two. "Ein megalchim pasi arosh kemo shahu osim ovdei kochavim." So, what does that mean? We don't. Is he giving the reason?
I think that doesn't it later say that if you take what his explanation is, it's almost like he's giving you two reasons not to do it. Like one is just because the Torah prohibits it for whatever
right.
reason. Torah prohibits it, and then you also have a chukas akum issue on top of it. That's not necessarily the reason for the prohibition, but another reason not to. I don't know. That's.
Right, so we'll get there in a second.
Okay.
But I'm saying, what's the language? And it says, "Ein magalchim pasi arosh kemo shahayu osim ovdei kochavim." So is he giving the reason?
Not necessarily, no.
Right, it's not necessarily the reason. He said, we don't do this like... Yeah, it's not so clear. It seems like it's an idolatrous practice. It seems that this is something that the pagans do. And again, the Rav Menachos of Azar, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin, says, "Der kohane ovdei kochavim hayu lahashris zekadav." The way of the pagan priests was to destroy their beards. Again, this seemed to be a pagan practice. And the big question was, where did the Rambam get this idea from? Right? Because the Torah never says that this is a pagan practice. Did the Rambam know that? Did he have a historical books? What was the evidence that Rambam had?
Written close to the mitzvah of Hilchos.
Right, very good, right. Very good. So the Beis Yosef in Yoredea Simon Kuf Pei Aleph seems to say that, number one, it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, right? God said, don't round the corners of your head, so you have to do it. But the context, right? So it's not only what the Torah says, but there are many halachos that are learned based on context. Why is this pasuk written before this pasuk? These words are written here. So the context of this prohibition of rounding the corners of your head deal with other issues of that what does he say here? He talks about lo tenachashuv, lo ta'odanu, so don't engage in some sorcery or witchcraft. And afterwards it says, v'seret lenefesh, kusovas ka'akeya, like tattoos, scratches. Correct. But so all of these different practices were pagan practices, so it seems like an idolatrous practice. Typically it's strange because the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, in the Rambam's in his code of Jewish law, he generally doesn't provide a reason why for rules. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, in his code of Jewish law, he just tells you what the halacha is. Even whatever you say this is, kemo shahayu, just like the pagans did, he typically doesn't do that. So I actually saw there's an article, probably the most thorough article of this topic, is written in YU, puts out the Beis Yitzchak, a journal every year, and so there's an article by Rav Yaakov Haber, and in this article he suggests perhaps the reason why the Rambam mentions that this was a pagan practice is to explain the Rambam's placement of these halachos. In other words, there's a rule. The rule is you can't round the corners of your hair. So the question is, where is the Rambam going to place this halacha? Mm-hmm. Right? There is the laws of tefillah, the laws of Kriya Shema, the laws of forbidden foods, the law of family laws. So where is the Rambam going to place this law? Under what category, under what heading does it fit? So the Rambam placed it in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And as he placed this halacha in the laws of Avodah Zarah, why did he do that? Right? Is there any evidence that, like, that? Why did the Rambam decide this has to do with Avodah Zarah? And so Rabbi Haber suggests that maybe the Rambam is saying that this is what the pagans did, is providing us a little bit of a clue as to why he placed this halacha in this section. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I think what Dor HaKhanah, what you were saying is, you know, the Bach, this is source 7, Yordea Kuf Pei Aleph, so the Bach explains that maybe the Rambam is giving the reasons, is explaining why it's also a violation of Chukas Akum, why it's a pagan practice. It's God said so, and it's also Chukas Akum. And there was an interesting comment by the Taz in source 8, the Taz in Yoredea Kuf Pei Aleph, Seif Katar Aleph. So he wants to argue that according to the Rambam, if the reason is because of Chukas Akum, if it's because of, right, he says here that if it's because of Chukas Akum, then there might be a leniency.
Right.
Remember that? In other words,
Shalom
Malchus, right? That sometimes we're allowed to, there's a famous case where this guy in the days of the Gemara, he had like this pagan hairstyle. And he was able, because he had this pagan hairstyle, he pretended to sort of be a pagan. He got together, he hung out with some of the Roman nobles, and he was able to tip the Jews. He was able to sort of advocate on behalf of the Jews while pretending to be a non-Jew. So there was certain leniency, so you weren't allowed, there was a chukas akum, there was a violation to have your hairstyle in a pagan form, and yet it was permitted because of Shalom Malchus, because he can be connected with the king. Again, if there is an immediate pikuach nefesh, life nefesh situation, you can certainly do whatever you need to do. This is a situation where there'd be long-term benefits. So the point is that if this is based on chukas akum, then perhaps you could shave off the corners of your head if for some reason there's a Shalom Malchus, some reason to be lenient. But the tour who held, no, this is a Gzeres HaKasev, this is God said so, so you would not be able to avail yourself of this leniency. So let's talk about the nature of the prohibition, okay? So again, the Mishnah in Paragimel Mishnah Hay, so this is Source 17. The Mishnah says that, again, there are two sides, right? There are two corners of the head. And are you liable all the time just by cutting it? What do you have to do in order to be liable?
Cut it with a razor,
right? Because the Mishnah says, right? The Mishnah says, where is that? The Mishnah says, he said that you have to do it with a tar. The Mishnah in Makos says, that I can't find where the source is, but this
sure.
Is it. Where is it? What source?
10?
Bottom 10? Okay. Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, good. Yes. So the Mishnah says here, right? He says, HaKoreach Korcho Barosho, VaMakif Pas Rosho. So he says, Ve'edo Chayv Achi Leta Betar. You're only liable if you use a razor. Now, there's a major debate between the Rambam and the Rosh about this. What's the debate? The Mishnah talks about you're not allowed around the corners of your temple, essentially. And the Mishnah also says that you can't destroy the corners of your beard. That we haven't talked about. So, and then the Mishnah concludes. The Mishnah says you only violate if you use a razor. But if you use, let's say, scissors that are like a razor, so let's assume for our purposes that a shaver is something that can, quote-unquote, destroy the hair, just like a razor can, but it's a cutting action as opposed to simply a single blade. That's the distinction between a misparayim cane tar and a tar. So using a scissor action is permitted, using a razor is forbidden. The big question is, whether this line of Ve'eino Chayv Achi Ledu B'tar, does that modify the entire Mishnah, or just the last statement.
Right.
That's the debate between the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam, they have here, you can see here, this is a picture of the Rambam. I don't know if it's true or not, but they have these pictures of the Rambam where he doesn't have payas at all. I don't know if this is true or not. But the Rambam would be able to say that you could totally use a shaver to shave off the quarters. You know, you could totally shave off.
Why does that make such a difference? What device?
So it could be that the definition of supposedly, if you use a scissor, it doesn't.
Hurt, maybe the
scissor. No, I don't know if it doesn't hurt. It doesn't. It supposedly doesn't cut as close. I mean, so that's the question.
But that's not the reason that you don't cut.
No, but that is the definition of. So why the Torah say? Why we say only atar versus misparayim? You know, that's a biblical derivation of how they understood. It supposedly atar has a greater potential to destroy, to get rid of completely, than simply scissors. But of course, now they make these shavers that could do almost the same. And then, so they pull the hair out, and then they cut it, so they leave a little bit. So there's some discussion, debate about this. Right? Willie happens to be somewhat lenient when it comes to these lift and cuts. Some people are more stringent. But the only a tar, that's the implement, is forbidden. So according to the Rambam, and this actually, the Rambam would say that you could, basically, as long as you use a shaver, you can shave off your entire head. You can shave off, you know, not just the beard, but you can also shave off the corners of your head. And some people, you know, they shave off their entire head. So they're relying on the Rambam, which is not so clear you can rely on them. The Rosh says that this line of Eidu Chayv Achi Ledu Betar, that only applies to you for your beard. So you could just shave it for your beard, but this leniency doesn't apply to the corners of your head, in which case you would not be allowed to do that. so that's a point of contention.
That's how most people hold, right? I mean,
it seems this, the line of if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, it's interesting. You know, the Shulchan Aruch does say like this. The Shulchan Aruch is source 16. The Shulchan Aruch does say, right, the Rosh is found in Maseches Makos, Perek Yud Halacha Beis. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Kuf Pei Aleph, Seif Gimel says, Eino Chayev Ela Bita'ar, you're only liable for a razor. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Osir Bisraim Ke'ein Tar. And there are some who forbid also with what we call a shaver. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh lachosh l'divrei. One should be concerned for their opinion. It does seem to be fair that the Shulchan Aruch really holds like the Rambam, but he said we should all be strict like the Rosh. So it seems it's appropriate to be strict like the Rosh. And I had someone came to me and asked about, he was asking me a sphere question. And he shaved off everything. He asked me a sphere question. I said, don't just ask me a sphere question. I said, it's a more fundamental question. I said, l'chadchila, you really should not, you know, you really should not, even if he doesn't have a lot of hair, you really should not use even a shaver to cut off this. So he listened to me. So it's good. I thought...
There's a discussion, I don't remember where it is, but the discussion on the length of the hair. So the hair can be... Folded over.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there in a second.
With a razor, you're not going to be able to do. With a razor, you can't do that. But if you use it with a shaver, you can have they have numbers like 1 and 2 and 3, and so it's not as close.
Right.
Then you have a length to the hair.
Right. Yeah, you'd have to have a length. Right. You'd have to have a certain length. Right. Right. Even if you use a razor, you'd have to have that length. That's fine. But some people really cut it off like that. There's nothing left.
Right, but with the razor, then the whole thing is
going to
come off.
So I think the razor, the whole thing will come off. But I'm saying that even with the shaver, if you use a shaver,
right,
then it's also not. I'm saying that if you use a shaver, let's say you would have to leave. We're going to talk about it, a little bit of hair, but some people they shave even with the shaver. They think we could shave and leave everything. Someone told me as long as you use a shaver, then I could sort of. Use a shaver to sort of cut everything off because it can do a very close shave, and And I told him, I said, Shulchan Aruch does bring that as an opinion, but it seems that we should be concerned for the stricter view.
Right, so then it also says there has to be, there's a discussion of 40
years? Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Yeah, well, so we'll talk about that. These things are very difficult to try to fully understand. These are very difficult to understand. Yeah, okay. No, it's even for men. These are very difficult. It's okay. So
what we really need to do at the end.
Well, yeah. So okay. So what I want to try to, so in order to try to understand, some people you see that maybe they'll keep their payas all the way to the bottom of their ear. Some people they don't count the earlobe, so a little bit higher. Some people do it to the bone, right? To the what's it called, the jawbone, right?
The temple and the
jawbone meet, right? So this is really based on, how to understand some of the Rishonim. We have the Rivad in commenting on this, and this is source 18 in Makos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. He basically says that the head is like there are two pieces. There are two parts to your head, right? You have the part where the hair is, and you have the part where the face and the beard is. So it would seem where they're joined, that's the temple. So it would seem from that opinion the temple is very high up, because the line is really where the face is. So it would seem that it's very high up. The issue is that he says that in one place, and then in source 23, he makes a comment, and he says that chavesh peos yesh lo lezakad. There are five peos of the beard, echad lamata mina ozen. So one of them is below the ear. Makom shealechi hatachton yotze umispare chav. That's where the lower jawbone juts out. Visham nikra pea bechudo shealechi, and that's called the pea, which protrudes outward. Shisham maschelos hazakad. That's where the beard starts. So that's the bone, the jawbone below the. That's the bone below the ear, and he says v'chol ma shelamala anatzida bichlal peos haroshi. And everything above that is peos harosh. So that's a very long peos. That's very long peos. That would say that you have to not get a haircut. You have to leave it all the way to below your ear, it seems. That's it. So the Rivad seems to have sort of inconsistent. On the one hand, it seems that he says it's the side of the ear. On the other hand, it seems that it's below the ear. So, some want to argue maybe what the Rivad holds is that what he's saying is that maybe this is the upper part, maybe where he says that there's basically you have the hair, then you have the face, and everything sort of above the face, that area is the temple. Maybe that's the upper level, and maybe below the ear is the lower level. Maybe Rashi and the Meiri so you have this one Rivan position, which basically seems to say that everything above this, the lower area. Below the ear, everything above that is peos harosh. Then you have, but we had also the Rashi and the Meiri, who seem to take a more lenient position, where he says that makom chibur, this is Mesechus Shavuos Daf Beis Amud Beis, and he wants to say that a kafas harosh is makom chibur hagolgoles im halechi. So he says where the skull joins the jaw. So that's much higher up, and the Meiri seems to say the same thing, which is the middle of the ear, the jawbone. So who do we follow? So this is a little strange, because the Shulchan Aruch on the one hand seems to say in Kuf Pei Aleph Seif Tes in source 24, he seems to take the strict view of the Rivan. He seems to say, "So Shira Peah Mikneged Sear Shal Padachtu Vad Lamata Bida Ozed." The Peah goes to below the ear. Okay, so he seems to take a strict position, and this is an example where and then there's a discussion among some of the Achronim, maybe it was only on a rabbinic level, not a Torah level, but it doesn't seem that this was followed by Klal Yisrael. This doesn't seem to be Most things we follow the Shulchan Aruch because the Ramah doesn't comment. This doesn't seem to be followed by Klal Yisrael. This wasn't in the sources, but there's a comment by called the Divrei Yatziv in Chelek in Yerodea Simon Samach. It's the Sanzer Rebbe, and he says explicitly the way he understands the Shulchan Aruch is he says Hu Makom Chiburo Lelechi. This is Lamata Min HaOzen, and then he says. Oh, he says that v'hu ha'etzem, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, v'hu ha'etzem she'etzel ha'ozen she'bolei k'tzad. This bone, he is referring to the bone that's near the ear, that's bolei a bit. So he quotes, he says, below the ear, so you could read the Rivan to say, below the ear means below the top of the ear. Okay? So in other words, instead of saying below the ear means below the bottom of the ear, so the Divrei Yatziv, understand, means below the top of the ear. And then it becomes consistent with what he said. What he said elsewhere. So it seems again. This is something that's interesting. Where you will see some people who will keep their pants to below their ear. Some will be. They won't count the earlobe, and they'll keep it just to the earlobe because that's not considered lebat to be the ozen. And some people will do the bone. That seems to be min haklal Yisrael to the bone, really. Although in reality, the also of Rashi the Biri would really say is probably much higher up to the top of the ear. Say like so it's, you have different opinions, but it seems because the Shulchan Aruch says lamata mina ozen, so it could be lamata from the top of the ozen. So that I think is generally the most lenient position that I think mainstream Klal Yisrael takes, which is the jawbone. So that's the bottom halacha l'maisa for you. Okay, so then what's not clear is like it doesn't mean you can't cut it at all, right? So I mean, you can't. So how much can you cut? How much hair do you have to leave? So it's very unclear. You know, the Be'er Halacha on Source 27, in Or HaChaim Rishon Rav Seif Beis, he says, Hoya l'shayir akoparim ksas midaksas. You have to leave a little bit. Like, we don't know what that means exactly. It's very unclear. It seems that the Minhag Klal Yisrael is what Eva was talking about before, what's found in Source 28, the Malamed Lahoel. What he says, this is based on a Rambam in by Nazirus, by Hilchos Nazir, and the Malamed Lahoel writes, this is in Chelek Beis Simon Samach Dalid, and he says that you need to leave, it's not called Giluach, it's not considered shaving or cutting off, Elim Ked Lo Nishtar Kede Lachuf Roshan Le'ikarad, unless there remains less than the measure of hairs to be long enough to be bent from the top of the head back to their roots. In other words, you need to be able to fold the hair over. If you don't have enough hair to be able to fold over, so then that is too short. Now, maybe according to the Be'er Halacha, there's probably even something shorter. So I think this is like 0.12 to 0.2 inches. That's the standard. So that is you could cut, you know, the barber can cut. Can cut this down. It just that you have to be able to. It's a very small amount. We're talking about 0.1, 0.2 inches to be able to fold over the hair. That's not called giluach. Again, if you follow the Rambam, you can use a shaver and you can shave it all the way down. But again, if you're following the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch says we should be concerned with the Rosh, so then you're going to say that you can't even use a shaver to do the act of giluach. Giluch is destroyed to getting rid of it all, and that's where you have less than enough hair just to fold over. Okay?
Does this mean that a Nazir could cut his hair that short?
So this says, let's see, so he says a Nazir should. So he
said. Sounded like he wouldn't get lashes if he cut it that short. I thought a Nazir couldn't cut his hair at all.
Oh, to cut even?
Meaning if he,
right, if he cuts off one hair, so. Yeah, so this it seems like that. Yeah, so I think it's still usur. I think it's still forbidden. But you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. Okay. So okay. Then basically, it's really this 40 hair, 4 hair, 2 hairs. This is very unclear. This is extremely unclear. The Rambam wants to say in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav, that you have to leave at least 40 hairs. The Torah had a girsa that the Rambam said only 4 hairs, not 40 hairs. Could be 2 on each side, maybe. That's what it could be. The Rivan writes somewhere that you have to cut all the hair off. The Beis Yosef is very unclear what he really holds. The 40 hairs seems to be that we saw Tashbetz, where he seemed to say that the 40 hairs seems to be the shear of Tzara'as, in terms of that. Bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch. It's very unclear exactly what the 40 hairs really means. Is it four? It's really not clear. The Shulchan Aruch, bottom line, what does he say? In Source 39, in Yerodea Kuf Pe'alaf Se'if Tes, he's debating, is it 40 length versus width? And so what he says, bottom line, is, he says, you can't, he says, V'chol Rochav Makom Zel Lo Tika Boyad. He says, you can't touch it at all. In other words, he is strict. He doesn't say you can leave 40 hairs or 4 hairs. You know, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the prohibition of cutting is 2 hairs. So that's probably where they got that idea from. And maybe 2 times in 2 different sizes, that's how you get 4 hairs. But by Nazir also, if you detach 2 hairs, you're liable. That seems to be the position of the Bach that you saw. But the bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the day, he doesn't go with this girsa of 40 hairs or 4 hairs. He says, you just cut, it seems, even if you cut 2 hairs. It seemed from the Rivan that we said that you can't cut it all off. It seemed to me if you leave anything, it wouldn't be a problem. But it seems, again, what the Shulchan Aruch says in standard practices, that we say really anything. And by the way, we're talking about using a scissors. If you just pluck a hair off, that's not a problem. It's only an issue if you use if you're cutting it, if you're cutting it, and you know we saw one halacha in Yoredea Kuf Pe'alaf Seif Dalet. There the Shulchan Aruch says that gab hadikav chayav ib siyeya bedavar shemata atzbo ilav lakifo. So there's a large discussion. I guess they cut out of the sources the Rishonim. But the big question is it only the one who cuts or the one who's being cut? You know, so by the way, it's not just a
question.
Right. By the way, it may not only be a question about a guy. What if a woman's cutting a man's hair also? Because a woman's not subject to these prohibitions either. So they talk about that also. But the Shulchan Aruch wants to say that again, if you help and you move your hair, you move your head this way or that way so they can cut, so then you're doing an act and you would violate. If you wouldn't, then it's not malchus, not lashes, but there still is a prohibition, and therefore you still can't get a haircut from a non-Jew. So the question now is, so why, what's the deal with like the long payas? Why do some people have, as many Hasidim, some Hasidic groups, have really long payas?
Keter mitzvah. Connect the mind to the heart.
Connect the mind. Okay, so there's some deep... So the truth is, the basis on one level is actually something the Shulchan Aruch says. What does Shulchan Aruch say? If you go to Kuf Pei Av Seif Tes, what does he write? He says, Shira Peah Mikinegen Seir Shal Padachto. The measurement of the Peah is from the hair above the temple, Vad Lamata Midozen, until the below the ear, Mogo Shalechi Atafta Yotim Misparacham, from where the bottom jaw separates and juts out, V'chol Rochav Mokom Zeh Lo Tiga Boyad. This is, I think, is based on the Rush, where he says, you shouldn't even touch it. Why? Because you might make a mistake. You know, when I get a haircut, so they ask if like to cut the back of my hair, so you know whether you can use a razor. So technically they can. There's no problem. The only problem using a razor is sort of the front is like the five quarters, which is here and here, right, and here, right. So you can't. In other words, there's no prohibition to use a razor in the back. I never allow it because I'm afraid I'm going to fall asleep. they'll do it a little bit in the front. So like there's this idea like you don't take a chance. So I'm just pointing out the Shulchan Aruch says Kol Rocha Makom Zeh Lo Siga Boyad. So there's some idea you don't want to take a chance with the sin of cutting your peos. Okay, I've had situations before where you know you tell them just cut to the jawbone, and then you look away. You look away a little bit. There was one time we had because I'm the rabbi. So we went to the haircut, and someone gave one of my kids a haircut. And the barber, the one in charge, was scolding the other guy, why did you do this? And he said, it's okay. But they didn't know. So I'm saying, you know, sometimes mistakes are made. So, you know, better safe than sorry. So I'm saying, on one level, not this area, where they're leaving their peos, is the peos harosh area, which is perhaps an extension of the Shulchan Aruch Kol Yad Lo Tigabo. Now, of course, there's more than that. Rav Nachman of Breslev apparently promised people that if people daven at his grave, if they give, it's not in the sources here, but you should know, if they daven at his grave and they give tzedakah, do some other things, he will pull people out of Gehenna by their peos. So therefore, the longer your peos are, the better a chance you'll have of pulling you out of Gehenna.
That's why they have the
grace level very much. I understand. Right. If you go, you visit his grave in Ubat, so I'm saying that's also brought down. The Yam Shel Shlomo writes that writes this idea in Yevamos. Yevamos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Yud Ches. So he writes that since the exact length of the payos is not stated in the Gemara and the Rishonim, because there's a whole, like, it's not very clear exactly. There's a whole debate, right? We read these sources. We don't want to make of them. So therefore, it's best to be strict and never to cut them at all, even with the scissors. That's what I mentioned to you, the Yom Shel Shlomo. There's a Sefer, Moadim L'Simcha, who records a Hasidic tradition that log payos are a segula for living a log life. Okay? And there also, many poskim also suggest that growing payos longer than the required amount, like what you said, constitutes a hitter mitzvah. So these are different ideas as to what the reason for growing log payos. Okay? And very briefly, the upsherid. So the upsherid is, so we did have it out. It's not my minhag. Although, yeah, I think I told you this before. Yeah, I was thinking of having an upsherin for our second, until one day our baby housekeeper gave him a haircut. Yeah, I don't think she realized. And I was a little upset. It was fine by me. But whatever. Okay, no. Okay, in any case, so it's a nice custom, okay. So the upsherin is based on the Midrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kedoshim Yudalit, where the Midrash Tanchuma says, Udatatem kol eitz machal, va'araltem orlaso. So you should plant a tree, a food tree, right? Va'araltem orlaso es priyo, bedaber betidok. This refers to a child. Shalosh shav yeh lachem arilim. For 3 years it shall be sealed off. That is a child, what does it mean for 3 years? Shein yacho lo lasich lo daber. A child cannot converse or speak for the first 3 years. But in the fourth year, that's when the father dedicates the child to Torah. In other words, the first 3 years, the child is like Orla. You don't touch him. Just like it's like a tree. And then the fourth year, you start to be dedicated to God. Once the child's three, and this is when the mitzvah of Chinuch begins. So this is this idea of having the upsherin of sort of the child is like a tree. And the first 3 years, you know, you let it grow, and then after that, it's a time to really educate our children. So this is the basic custom of the upshot. Yeah.
There's another point that I know you mentioned it. You the area behind the ear.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, so the top of the, yeah, I'm sorry. So the top, you're right. So the top of the, it goes from behind the ears to the hairline. Basically, that's where the peos. Right, I forgot the upper level. The peos arosh seem to go from behind the ears.
Behind the ear, there's no hair.
Right, from behind the ears where there's no hair, yes. And you sort of round it off to the top of the hairline.
So that becomes
the peos arosh. So this becomes the peos arosh.
Like that's where they always mess up back here. Like they try to trim around the ear and behind.
Right. So you can cut it. You can trim it. You can't shave it off.
Not shave it off.
You can trim it.
They
use the...
Even the front barber does that.
When you're saving shaver and razor, I'm getting mixed up.
He uses like a little edger thing and just like smooths out the edge around and then around over here also, I feel like he does it. Is that not allowed?
So you say that he
behind it really just trims the length of those hairs, though. It doesn't shave anything off.
I was like, no, it goes too far.
Right, so that.
Grab my musket to the barber shop.
I know.
No, I hear what you're saying, but yeah, I don't think that you actually shave. I don't think
a
that
razor, they. Doesn't shave. A razor
uses
a shaver,
different tool.
Right, you use
and
right.
It's just this little edging tool. And
right, so just edging it. You're not actually shaving that area. You're cutting it down. You're trimming. Right, you're trimming the length, and if you take after you trim it, there's enough hair that you could fold over. Any hair?
Probably, yeah.
Right, they're not actually
shaving.
You think
that
no?
Thing,
no, they're not taking a shaver. You're not taking a shaver. They put a little
it's
guard
a little
on.
Tiny
they put
thing.
Like a guard on top of it. No, they actually.
Do well, the whole thing is shaving their head. I don't. Maybe I'm confusing the terms. The whole thing is a shave. Is an electric shave. It's like a shaver.
No, but they put a guard on it.
Yeah,
they put a guard on it,
so
it trims it. Right. So they're not actually. Right. They're trimming it. They're not actually. Cutting, they're not actually like cutting the
on the base,
right? They're not cutting the base. They're not making this wider gap between the roots, the base of the hair and the ear.
I don't think
they're not using a shaver.
They switch to a different tool.
He switches
sharper.
To this little tiny thing.
Right.
I feel like it does.
But all he does, it just trims. Trimming the ends. I think it just trims the end.
Right.
I don't think that thing shaves at all.
Like his hairline ends high up. I don't know.
What do you mean?
It seems like it makes the space bigger, but maybe their hair is just...
No, it's probably because... When I have hair here, so it's covering it up.
His hairs are long.
My hair's long. So just... In other words, if I were to pull all my hair back, right? If I were to pull all my hair back behind my ear, so if you pull all the hair back, so it looks there's more space. Because when you have more hair, it's like it's folded over like that.
Okay, so what number?